Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0801-0016-2660.
2660?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull up your information real fast. Okay, is this JB Coachline Incorporated?
Yes.
Okay. And am I speaking to James Brooks?
Yes.
All right. And what's a good phone number for you, James, just in case we get disconnected here?
863-293-7808.
All right. Okay, just let me answer or answer some questions I have here on file, and then I can answer some questions. You're still at 1305 34th Street, Winter Haven, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, 33881?
Yeah.
All right. And let's see here. And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC or is it incorporated? Is it a S corp or a C corp?
Yeah, incorporated.
Okay, is it S corp or a C corp?
Yes.
S corp. Okay, perfect. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
9 years.
9 years. Okay, and you're 100% owner.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so yeah, I have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do here, James, and I can point you in the direction.
I need about $25,000.
Okay, $25,000 in working capital?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, that's totally something that we can absolutely do. Now, what are we looking to use that for?
To upgrade my business. I had a bus. When I was planning on adding another bus on, and I had a bus to catch a fire in July and burn it up. And my insurance company haven't paid off yet. And I need to replace that bus and get another.
Okay, so you're trying to get on two buses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I actually have a large one and a small one now, but one of the problems with the large bus, the age of it hindered me from getting my largest contract back for the year. So I need to get a newer bus so I can get the contract back.
Okay. Okay.
I do transportation for the school board field trips.
Uh huh.
And that generated a lot of revenue for me now. My bus is too old for it.
Oh, okay. So these are going to be just new buses then?
Yeah. I'm going to replace that one that got burned up, which was new enough. I'm going to replace it when the insurance company pay off. But I need to add one on. And I got a little loan I need to pay off too.
Okay. And how much do these buses usually run?
How much do the buses usually run?
Yeah, how much do they cost?
Oh, man. It depends on what kind you get in the condition. They can range anywhere from $15,000 to $500,000.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not looking for no new bus. I do my own repair, so I need to buy my buses used and do my own repairs and stuff.
Okay. So are you looking to just, like, rebuild these buses? Like, are you going to put new parts in them, or are you actually looking for, like, brand-new buses?
Oh, no, I'm not getting no brand new bus now. Some I can just...
Okay, so you're just looking to fix them up.
Yeah, buy one that needs $4,000 or $5,000, spend it to make it run good. You know,
okay.
You know, I can pick them up. As long as I got one 98 or newer, I can contract with the school board. So anything a couple years over that, and need a little work done to it, guys will sell them cheap, and I can get them and work on them myself and put them on the road.
Oh, okay. All right. So with that insurance money, are you going to go buy that used bus?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you're pretty much, what you just need is the $25,000 just for like repairs of the used bus, right? Just to upgrade it a little bit.
I have enough insurance. Have enough insurance on the bus that got burnt to buy one that's running fairly well that I can use, and then I need to add one.
Oh, okay, so you need to add a bus.
Yeah. Because even if I don't have enough money to pay for it cash, I can make payments on it without any problem.
Okay, yeah, so that's really fine. So what we can do there then is, yeah, that's absolutely, because we do equipment financing as well. So that's just like your normal, typical, traditional loan. Like, it'd be the same thing if you went out and bought a car. So with that, we can, you know, we absolutely do have that available. Let me see here. So with the equipment financing that we can use for the additional bus as an add-on, what do you rate your credit at? What do you think your credit is looking like?
Right around 650.
Okay. And do you have a deadline or anything? Like, do you have a certain time when you need to get this done by, or?
As soon as I can get it done.
Okay, perfect. And, sorry, excuse me, I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay, and then with these buses, because you said you contract out to schools and things like that, right? Are you thinking about maybe, are you bringing on any new personnel or anything, or are you just going to keep it just, are you the owner and operator?
Yeah, I'm the owner, and what I got, I have several drivers,
okay.
Yeah, I'm the owner, and I do some operating, but I got about 5 or 6 drivers that drive for me.
Oh, nice. Pretty good, so, okay. How many buses do you have in your fleet, just out of curiosity?
I had 4.
Okay.
And, one got burned up. But they said the problem I'm having now, all except one of my buses, is older than 98.
Uh-huh.
So, in the school board won't contract to you if you only got one. You got to have 2 or more buses, 98 or better. And all
oh, wow. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I got you on that, man. I want to get you getting on that contract. How much is the contract? Like, how much do you usually, what's your return on the investment?
Well, it varies. Anywhere from 10 to 15 grand a month.
Per month?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Big contract. Because I do several a month for the school board.
Oh, wow, okay. So what are your...
Matter of fact,
yeah.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
Matter of fact, I did more work for the school board than any of the charter bus companies.
Oh, really?
I had most of the county, and I lost it. I need to get that back in a hurry.
That's pretty amazing. So is that just with one school, or is that like a couple different schools, or is each school?
The schools in all of the schools in Polk County. I have. I'm on their vendors list, and I'm the only. There's only 2 local companies on the vendors list, and my company have been serving the county better than the rest of them, so most of the county work come to J.B. Coastline.
That's pretty awesome, man. You've taken over the no competition then, pretty much.
Yeah, and I was doing pretty good, but I invested some money in the bus that burned up, spent $80-some-odd rebuilding the engine and all the different stuff, and then I went and bought me an office, relocated. And I just kind of wiped my finance out. Then that bus burnt up. And I've been missing work because I can't, like I say, I can't do it with the school board, with the other buses, plus other jobs. If it's more than two jobs the same day, I can't do but one of them because I only have one full-size bus, so it got me, you know, in a tight deal, so I need to do something real fast.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Do you already have a vendor that you're going to get this additional bus from?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Okay, not yet? Okay. Do you know how much that one would cost?
No, it's hard to say.
Okay.
I may be able to find something that what I'm looking for at price range, and I may not. I may have to find that.
Okay.
I know I need to get a bus right away.
Okay, I gotcha. So what I can do for you there is I will get you qualified for like the most amount on the equipment side, and then that way you can go shop around, and then I can get you a little bit extra on top, like with working capital. So if you need to do some repairs on your other buses, you can use that for that. That's the best way to go about that. So that's what we're gonna do. Now, have you looked into financing anywhere? Like, have you looked at your local bank, or are you shopping around at all?
No, I haven't contacted local bank.
Okay. Have you looked? I'm sure you get a bunch of these flyers. Have you looked anywhere else, any else for the same kind of thing? Have you called anybody else? Just shopping around. It's okay if you are.
No,
to be honest.
No. I've been having people calling me, but I haven't talked to any of them because their interest rate and stuff is too outrageous, and I'm not gonna bother them.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Now, the way that it works is, like I remember I explained it with the equipment, is that, you know, those are going to be the better rates. Working capital is just unsecured cash, so it's really nice. You can use it for anything. Let me see here. Okay. And you said you don't have any other loans out right now, right?
I have one now. I need to pay off. It's, somewhere around $10,000 or $11,000, something like that. I want it.
Okay. What kind of loan is that? Is that like a? Is that like a capital loan, or is that a like a lease type of loan?
I don't know what you call them. I guess you call it. What is a capital loan now?
A capital loan is like the unsecured cash loans, so there's no collateral behind it.
Yeah, that's what it is, capital
loan. Okay. Do you know who that is with?
Rabbit Capital.
Rabbit?
Yeah, Rabbit Capital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you have a balance about $10,000 left on that?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere there by.
Okay, no worries. Do you I know business has been pretty good for that. What are your annual sales like? Looking like your gross.
I filed on 203 last year, and I'm right at 2 right now.
Okay.
When did you guys begin?
200 or 2 million.
200.
Okay, 200.
I'm not gonna ever get that big. I'm a small company, and I don't want to get that big. I pretty much run most of the stuff by myself. You know.
Yeah, no, what is that? I understand. Those are our favorite companies to work with. Are these smaller businesses? So you know, that's who we normally do business with. So we like that. Okay, so yeah, I mean, I definitely see something here. I know that we can do something for you. I definitely think the best option for you would be to split it up like that. You know, I'll try to get you approved for the most amount on the equipment, the 25 for maybe working capital, and then that way you could use that for repairs and things like that. And we can go from there. That's the best option. I always do that for all my customers. Usually that works out the best way to do that. So why don't we do this? What's a good email for you? Do you have a good email?
Yeah. JB Coachline.
Okay.
At Tampa Bay.
At what?
At Tampa Bay. T-A-M-P-A-B-A-Y. .rr.com.
.rr.com?
.com, yeah.
Tampa Bay, okay. Buccaneers fan?
Huh?
You Bucks fan?
I watch them, yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yeah. I tell you, I used to love watching the Bucks, but when they made too many bad business decisions, I kind of lost interest in them.
Yeah, I gotcha. They're coming back this year.
Well, maybe they're 2-3 this year, so maybe we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see on Sunday, right?
Yeah, we'll see on Sunday. I'll tell the story.
Okay, cool. So what I'll do here, James, is I will send you this email. On that, it'll just have a list of things that I'll need. It'll just be the application. Actually, it'll be two applications. One will be for the capital and one for the equipment. And then just the bank statements and your tax return.
Okay.
And then you can either email those to me or fax them or however you want to do it. The email will have all of my contact information. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. When do you think you'd be able to get those pieces of the documents back to me?
This afternoon or in the morning, first thing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's great. Because then, as soon as I get all the paperwork, I can submit it. And once it's submitted, I can usually have an answer for you by, within 24 hours. Somewhere around there.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. So,
Let me get you. What's your name again?
Yeah, my name is Steve.
Oh. Okay, Steve. Appreciate
all right. Of course, James, and okay. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, Steve. Hey.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Okay.